This is JIS News. Coming up, Health Ministry activates emergency protocols due to absenteeism among nurses. Additional judges appointed to high courts and tablets in schools program to continue this academic year. The details after this message. Calling all government pensioners, the Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. The first stop will be at the Errol Flynn Marina, Portland on Friday, September 25, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, SagiCorps, and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, Friday, September 25 at the Errol Flynn Marina in Portland, starting at 10 a.m. See you there. Now the news. The Ministry of Health has activated its emergency protocols following high levels of absenteeism by registered nurses. An overall average of 52% has been reported absent at several health facilities across the island. Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Marion Bullock-Decass says the emergency protocols are in place to ensure that operations at health facilities are not severely hampered.
This is our standard response whenever we are alerted by the field that there has been any change in the staffing levels or the ability to deliver services. The monitoring will continue with the teams at the regional, parish and institution level, and the appropriate measures have been put in place to ensure that there is safe patient services delivery.
Dr. Bullock-Decass was speaking in an interview with JIS News Tuesday. While there has been no official notification of industrial action by the executive of the Nurses Association of Jamaica, the Health Ministry has alerted the Ministries of Finance and Planning and Labour and Social Security to the high levels of absenteeism. 11 judges have been appointed to the Court of Appeal and Supreme Court. They were sworn in by Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen during a ceremony at King's House Monday. The 11 judges, 2 men and 9 women, received commendations from the Governor-General. He says the appointments signal the trust that has been placed in their ability to maintain the high standard of integrity which their roles demand.
My lords and ladies, I submit to you that you have an awesome responsibility that comes with the power with which you are accorded. As no power is absolute, there are checks and balances in the observations of your peers and the provisions for appeal. Most, if not all of you, will have time to make your mark on the judiciary and Jamaica's development through the quality of judgments you deliver and the timeliness in which this is done. Always conscious of the maxim that justice delayed is justice denied.
Chief Justice Zela Makala also urged the judges to exercise efficiency in the dispensation of justice and to strive to provide the best service to the citizens of Jamaica. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the government remains committed to the implementation of the Tablets in Schools program. Reverend Thwaites says while an audit of the program is being carried out by the Technology Ministry, nothing will stop the distribution of the devices in schools this academic year.
We agree in the Ministry of Education and in the Ministry of Science and Technology that the Tablets in Schools program will be monitored, and in fact the audit that has been called for has already been done. But there is no way we are going to turn back the future of technology among our students.
The Education Minister was speaking at the recent opening of the Fidel Castro campus of the Anchovy High School in Montpelier, St. James. And the Ministry of Education will be working with school administrators over the next few months to ensure that each institution is equipped with a teacher who has responsibility for literacy. National Literacy Coordinator Dr. Andre Hill says these teachers will be known as school-based literacy coordinators.
The goal has always been and will continue to be for those schools who don't yet have such a person to have this individual in place so that they, in the absence of reading specialists in the ministries, that the schools will not be left hanging in mid-air whenever issues around literacy development among the students come to the fore.
This is one of several additional strategies being implemented this academic year through the Comprehensive Literacy Program in order to maintain successful results in literacy, with the country having surpassed the 2015 target of 85% mastery at the grade 4 level. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.